USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The storm on the East Coast wreaking all sorts of havoc, causing problems on the roads, in the skies, on the ground. 1,900 flights canceled in and out of the U.S. today. More than 1,400 seeing delays. Tens of thousands without power. A major winter storm Saturday dropped more than 2 feet of snow on the Northeast. Authorities saying weather may have contributed to at least 3 deaths in New York alone on Long Island. 14 people are hospitalized after being exposed to carbon monoxide in the pool area at a Hampton Inn in Ohio. 11 people taken by ambulance following the exposure. 7 of the victims said to be in critical condition. Fire officials saying it is not clear what caused that leak. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tragedy in North Las Vegas. 9 people are dead after a driver who was speeding caused an accident involving 6 vehicles.
Witnesses stated that the Dodge Challenger did run a red light and struck multiple vehicles, causing a chaotic event.
Officer Alexander Cuevas of the North Las Vegas Police Department saying, "We have not seen a mass casualty traffic collision like this before." Actor Howard Hessman, who played the radio disc jockey Dr. Johnny Fever on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati, has died at 81.
Here on WKRP, this is Dr. Johnny Fever, just doing my job following the orders of Venus Flytrap. He's just doing Andy Travis' job while Andy fills in for our sales manager, Herb Tarlick, who's not doing his job.
Hessman, who was a radio DJ in the 60s, earned 2 Emmy nominations for his role on WKRP in Cincinnati, which ran from 1978 to 1982. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Democrats' second highest ranking member in the Senate, Senator Dick Durbin, says he has spoken with moderate Republican Senator Susan Collins about President Joe Biden's nominee to the Supreme Court on ABC's This Week, assuring that Republicans will have a chance to meet with the president's nominee.
I'm reaching out to the Republicans and saying the nominee will be available for you to get to know them. We're going to make sure we have answers to any questions you might have. It's going to be a deliberate process, but we're not going to get bogged down.
The president has said he plans to nominate a black woman to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, who announced his retirement on Thursday. The chairman and top Republican on the Foreign Relations Committee saying during a joint interview on CNN's State of the Union that they're on the cusp of an agreement to finalize legislation on a deal to sanction Russia amid ramped-up tensions over Ukraine.
Senator Risch and I have been working with our staffs and colleagues, a bipartisan coalition. I would describe it as that we are on the one-yard line.
This has been a 24-hour-a-day effort for the last several days.
Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey and Senator Jim Risch of Idaho say the goal is to finalize legislation early this week. In the wake of the Biden administration's failed COVID-19 vaccine mandate of large employers, T-Mobile is moving on with firing corporate employees who don't meet its vaccination requirements by April 2nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.